our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 304, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, give the Lord wholehearted praise. To him thanksgiving I will bring. With all his people I will raise my voice and of his glory sing. And what follows? Psalter 304, the first four stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 22, the verses 9 through 24. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine of the perseverance of the saints, article number 15. Genesis 22, beginning with the ninth verse. And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abram built an altar there and laid the wood in order. And bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abram stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, and neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou wast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold behind him a ram, a caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abram called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abram returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abram dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abram, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Huzzah's firstborn, and Buzzah's brother, and Camuel, the father of Amram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaph, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abram's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she bare also Tebah, and Gahem, and Thahash, and Maacah. From the canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine, which speaks of the perseverance of the saints, article 15. The carnal mind is unable to comprehend this doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. and the certainty thereof, which God hath most abundantly revealed in his word, for the glory of his name and the consolation of pious souls, and which he impresses upon the hearts of the faithful, as Satan abhors it, the world ridicules it, the ignorant and hypocrite abuse, and heretics oppose it, but the spouse of Christ hath always a most tenderly loved and constantly defended it as an inestimable treasure. And God, against whom neither counsel nor strength can prevail, will dispose her to continue this conduct to the end. And now to this one God, Father, a Son, and Holy Spirit, be honor and glory forever. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Ever faithful and ever good-doing God, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, the God of all comfort, then thou wast granted in this afternoon that the doors of thy house have been opened, and we may have an opportunity, at least part of the congregation, to enter through those doors. The other part is in their dwellings, where they may listen along. Lord, may that be our burden, our sin, and our guilt. And may it please thee in this very hour, that we may be humbled under all thy goodness. Ah, Lord, then thou art such a faithful God. Thou showest it in the realm of nature, that the sun may arise over this whole world that has departed so far from thee. Then this earth, in the midst of all the consequences of sin, then it may be filled with thy goodness. But, ah, Lord, it is so empty of thy praise. To that end, wilt thou dwell richly amongst us. May it please thee to favor us with thy special presence and with thy special favor. Ah, work in the hearts of young and old, Lord, those hearts that have never been humbled, that have never truly become small, that have never become a sinner, that have never learned to bow before thee, the highest majesty, with that awe and with that reverence, with the love of all thy attributes, and with the confession of sin, with that godly sorrow, Lord, O souls, that have never tasted anything of the sweetness of the service of the Lord, and hopefully that they may still have convictions, that there may still be times that they are troubled, when they are given to ponder over the realities of life, but where it is only a slavish fear, and where that childlike fear has never been wrought, Lord, may it then be the hour of thy good pleasure. Ah, that it may become so. Then it shall be an unforgettable service, shall be a service for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Ah, Lord, impress it upon all our hearts, that one thing needful, It is declared in thy word that thy name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Wilt thou make room in our hearts for those precious names? Lord, remember thy children also in this passion season, then in this afternoon, then by renewal, then we hope to dwell upon Mount Moriah and also called upon to leave the same. And then Abram has given that wonderful name, that the Lord sees and that the Lord provides. Wilt thou continue? Thou art that faithful God that has purchased this people for body and for soul. May thy children be given to experience more and more thy wonders in the way of providence, and even more so in the way of grace. May there be poor sinners that may be brought to the cross of Calvary to behold that precious Lamb of God, as the substitute, that thy dear Son, that he was willing to take the place of thy children, that they may go free. Lord, wilt thou then grant life? Wilt thou grant it more abundantly? May thy children be administered out of thy fullness and receive grace for grace. Wilt thou remember us and our children in these difficult and trying ways? And then we humbly ask thee that thou may also provide for us on the coming Sabbath day in the coming week, for a week of preparation. A word is the command of the great King of the Church. Do this in remembrance of me. Then it is written in thy holy word that thy dear Son had a desire to keep that last Passover with the disciples. May the prayers be multiplied. May our eyes be upon thee and grant those special tokens that thou knowest of us as a people. Thou wast everything in thy hands. Lord, remember thy church all over the earth. Remember the established churches, difficult and trying times. Wilt thou remember our theological school, the instructors and the students with their studies, and him that may speak an edifying word? May the numbers of students be multiplied. Wilt thou remember all mission work, also our mission field? Remember thy servants, the team. May they be given to see much fruit upon their labors. May it please thee to take the veil off the beloved for the Father's sake, as thou wast promised in thy holy word. Teach us all, Lord, that by nature we are such a Jew, and a bitter enmity of free and sovereign grace, and of thy Son. Wilt thou remember the persecuted church? Wilt thou remember all in prison? We also remember the minister in this province in prison. Remember him together with his dear wife and his loved ones. May their eyes be upon thee. Lord, remember all the special needs. Then we remember all the mourning ones. Do continue to remember and to uphold them. Grant them a special place at thy footstool, where they may pour out their heart and tell thee everything, how difficult, how impossible it is. Lord, wilt thou keep from rising up against thee There can be so many questions, and oh Lord, when in our immediate families, when there are no empty places, that we take it not all for granted, and press it upon all our hearts. We are all lying under the sentence of death. May it become a wonder that we may still have a place upon the earth, and that we have not been laid under the earth. We remember all our elderly ones at home, in our care home, with those that may lovingly care for them. Above all things, when the infirmities increase, when the tabernacle of the body is becoming weaker, oh, do save their never-dying souls. Lord, remember all the sick and afflicted, all those that are under the physician's care, many fears, many cares, many worries, at times so overwhelmed. Remember them all with their loved ones. May they be given to tell thee all and cry unto thee. And if it may please thee, that the means may be blessed, and that with those special callings, that it may be for the saving of souls, that there may be a time that it may be heard. It was good for me to be afflicted before I went astray, but now I may walk after thy statutes. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Lord, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou remember us in this afternoon hour? Ah, thou hast been so good that the doors of thy house, that they may be opened by renewal. And now we also ask thee, wilt thou also open the heavens? Wilt thou open our understanding? Wilt thou open our hearts? Oh, through our deep fallen Adam and through our actual sins, we have closed it all, and all, Lord, thou knowest, there is no one upon the earth that can open it, but all through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, where the gates of heaven have been opened by renewal, and where thy Son sitteth at thy right hand and prayeth for his church. And to that end, ah, come down with thy Holy Spirit, and wilt thou also open our mouth. Wilt thou be our wisdom, Lord, grant a special service together within the walls of thy house, and may it be Jehovah Jireh, the Lord seeth, and the Lord will provide. Ah, thou wast promised in a special way to dwell in thy house. It is written in thy word that the holy angels are present, beholding us and our children. Ah, come then down and do wonders amongst us and our dear children. Thou wast promised to work from generation to generation, and, oh Lord, then we have to confess, if thou would deal according as we deserve and reward us according to our iniquities, then thou would have to pass by. But, oh Lord, look down upon us poor sinners. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 7. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows? Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 7. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 22, the verses 14 through 24, and for our text, we shall read the 14th verse, the verses 14, 15, and 20. And Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time. And verse 20, and it came to pass after these things that it was told Abram, saying, behold, Milcah, as she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Our text words speak of Abraham and Isaac leaving Mount Moriah. Our text words, they speak of four matters. In the first place, a meaningful name. In the second place, an enlarged confirmation. In the third place, a necessary returning. And in the fourth place, a providential message. Abram and Isaac are leaving Mount Moriah. A meaningful name, an enlarged confirmation, a necessary returning, and a providential message. Thus, in the first place, a meaningful name. Beloved congregation, in the past weeks, then we have seen wonderful things. Then we have heard what has taken place before Mount Moriah on the last Lord's Day. Then we were given to see what has taken place upon Mount Moriah, where the Lord for an Isaac, that he has given a substitute, that an Isaac with his eyes, that he was given to experience. Oh, he has seen that knife, ready to be killed, ready to be slain, but that an angel has called out to Abram, and that he says, lay not thy hand upon the lad, and that an Isaac was allowed, that he was privileged to come off of that altar. But then, boys and girls, you can remember that behind there was a ram caught with his horns in the thicket, and that an Abram has taken that ram, killed it, laid it upon that altar, lit the fire, and the smoke has ascended unto heaven. Ah, we have heard what a beautiful type of the cross of Calvary. May it please the Lord in this season. Oh, the need for that sacrifice. How is it now, young and old? Are there souls? Are they burdened? Are they exercised? Are there souls that are driven to a secret place and that are given to tell the Lord that they cannot miss him? Ah, that they are given to tell the Lord that their sins are such a heavy burden that they have attempted by the works of the law to be reconciled, but that they are a burdened sinner still. that are given to beg, oh, whether there is yet a way for such a sinner as I am, that he may be saved. May it then please the God of all grace that those souls, that they may be led to the cross of Calvary. Oh, that ram is only a faint type. We do not read that that ram was a willing lamb, ram. We do not read that that ram had knowledge of what would take place, but then see, oh, behold the Lamb of God, how willing that he was. He has taken the place of his people. He has offered himself to be bound, oh, bound with the sins of his people. He was willing to carry the cross. He has hung so willingly between the heavens and the earth. And for who, congregation? That is for poor sinners, even for the chiefest of sinners. Then what a proclamation, the cross of Calvary. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And now we have heard a few weeks ago, Abram and Isaac before Mount Moriah. Last week, Abram and Isaac on Mount Moriah. And now in this afternoon, an Abram and an Isaac leaving Mount Moriah. The life of God's people concerning the wonderful leadings, then they shall be enabled to tell with the blessing received what went before, what has taken place, and what it leaves behind. It is true, the one the Lord leads in deeper ways than other, and those that are the deepest led, and that is in the way of providence and in the way of grace, the more wonderful the deliverance shall be. Oh, for the church of God, then how precious those names which declare the mediator in Isaiah 9 verse 6, that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. And now after that sacrifice, after the ram has been consumed, burnt, smoke has risen to heaven, that ram was turned into ashes, then it was not finished in the life of Abram. And to that end, then we read in verse 14, and thus in this chapter, then we find the way of misery, of deliverance, and of gratitude, all granted by the work of the Holy Spirit. And then you must not think, boys and girls, that in the life of God's people, first the time that they have that sorrow, and then delivered, and then gratitude, that is continual each time in the life of God's people, oh, concerning that gratitude. If you know, ask them how it is as ought to be, then they must be so ashamed. Nevertheless, they know those times. Job has said in Job 35, verse 10, where is God my maker that gives psalms in the night? Then you can understand that Mount Moriah, that was a place that Abram and Isaac has never forgotten. Oh, we could have woke him up in the middle of the night and asked him to tell something of Mount Moriah that he could tell us. And now in the way of remembrance, then Abram has given that place a very special name. We read many times in the Bible that the saints and that they have given special places a special name. Are there also those special places in our life where the Lord has done wonderful things? Can be on the road where the Lord has spared in a special way, on the farm, in the kitchen, and then we may speak in the way of God's providence, but also in the leadings in the way of grace, that there can be those places where the Lord has given special instruction, a promise, special prayer, that they are not forgotten. When we think in the Bible, then sometime in the way of gratitude, think of Samuel in 1 Samuel 7, when there was that little Pentecost, we may say in the Old Testament, oh, that the people have got rid of their gods, and that whole lamb was offered, and the Lord has delivered them in an amazing way from the hand of the Philistines. And then they have erected an altar with the name of Ebenezer. In other places, to remember, we have heard in the former chapter that Abram is called the well Beersheba. That means the well of the oath. Also those names for the upcoming generations, that they may never forget the Lord in Joshua 22. And then we read when the 2.5 tribes, when they have returned to their portion on the east side of the Jordan, that they have erected an altar by the name of Ed, that they may be reminded that they belonged to that 9.5 tribes on the west side of the Jordan. And now we read, and Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And that name means Jehovah, that is Lord in capital letters. I am that I am. Then in the marginal notes, then it is added that the Lord will see or provide. Thus then in that name, then there are declared two matters, that the Lord will see, and that word will, that does not include the past, because in Abram and in Isaac, all they have experienced the wonderful things of that faithful covenant God. Oh, that the Lord has provided, that the Lord has seen in a special way, as the Apostle Paul, not written to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 1:10, who hath delivered us from such a great death, and doth deliver, and also trust that he will yet deliver. Oh, is it not encouragement for the church of God when they may consider what the Lord has done in the days of old? And do we not read in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do we not read in Revelation 1:8, that Christ is the Alpha and the Omega? Oh, Christ has purchased his children for body and for soul. Oh, what an encouragement for the church. Is it not a special name, Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord doth, that the Lord will see? Has Hagar not declared in Genesis 16:13, thou Lord seest me? Oh, in those trying, in those difficult, impossible ways, because the Lord pleaseth many times that he may extol himself to lead his church in those mysterious, those unfathomable ways that it seems to be strange. Oh, is it then not an encouragement when it may be declared that special name, Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord seeth, that the Lord knoweth, and not only knoweth, but that the Lord has ordered and decreed all those ways, Has the Lord not said unto Moses in Exodus 3 verse 7, I know all their sorrows. Is that not a comfort for the church? Oh, there are times in those mysterious ways, and when it seems, when it is so quiet, and when instead of becoming better, it only becomes worse. Oh, is it then not a comfort, Church of God, Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord seeth all our wants, and that the Lord reigneth over everything? Oh, I hear the psalmist in Psalm 142 verse 2, that he is given to pour out his heart, tell the Lord his complaints and all his troubles. And then in verse 3, when my soul is overwhelmed, then thou knowest my path. Oh, that Jehovah Jireh, that is the blessed portion of the people of God. It speaks of the providence of the Lord, but it also speaks of the ways of grace. But then that name means not only to see, but also to provide. Oh, then it declares that greater Joseph, that Zephaniah Penina, the Savior of the world, the revealer of secrets. Oh, who is that precious for? Ah, that is a people that is led through those mysterious ways. That is for a people with empty sacks. That is for a people with trials. Oh, that is for a people in the way of providence that are many times overwhelmed. And now concerning that provision, the Lord, he provides for his creatures upon the earth. And it is a great privilege and blessing when in our natural life in the way of providence that we may experience that the Lord sees us and that the Lord provides for us in itself and not a foundation for eternity. On the other hand, when the Lord works by his grace, then we shall also experience in special ways the God of providence, that he directs everything, and that is such a wonderful providence. Oh, then there shall be those places which we may call Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord will provide, because Christ has purchased this people for body and for soul. Boys and girls, think of Lord's Day number one. What is thy only comfort in life and death? That I with body and soul and life and death am not my own, but belong unto that precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has redeemed me from all my sins. If we think of Christ crucified, hanging on the cross, and then the third crossword, and his terrible suffering, his terrible agony, and bearing the wrath of his Father against the sins of his people, no place upon the earth, no place in heaven, and that in that terrible suffering that he thought in the third crossword about the needs of his dear mother, now he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. He has that breastplate, to speak figuratively, of those 12 tribes, of all the names of his people upon that breastplate, and where he is that great interceding high priest. Oh, then at the right hand of the Father, shall he then not care for the needs of his people? Thus, what a profound name that Abram has given to Mount Moriah, Jehovah Jireh, and now concerning the Lord will provide also about those temporal needs. David has said in Psalm 37 verse 25, I have been young and now have become old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed seeking bread. Oh, I read in Philippians 4, verse 6, for the church, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto the Lord. How many texts there are in the scripture where it exhorts the church to trust in the Lord. Ah, oh, the church has to learn. All has to come from above. That exercise of faith, nevertheless, when we think Jehovah Jireh, has the Lord not made it true in the life of the saints in the scriptures? What an examples we have. Oh, Elijah, boys and girls, at that brook, who was the Lord sent, even ravens with flesh and with bread. Jehovah Jireh, think of Daniel and his three friends in Daniel 1. Oh, if they would eat that plain food, would they now be leaner than the other children? But oh, they have experienced Jehovah Jireh. The Lord has provided. What about those three friends in Daniel 3? When they were commanded by King Nebuchadnezzar to bow before that golden image, Jehovah Jireh. Ah, they were cast into the furnace. Ah, the Lord tries his people, come to their wits' end. But Jehovah Jireh spoken by the faithful covenant God. Oh, think of Daniel in Daniel 6. When he is openly, not in a hidden place, but in the same chamber with those open windows to Jerusalem, when he has bowed his knees, Jehovah Jireh, then the Lord has provided in the den of lions, Jehovah Jireh, concerning the things of salvation, then it has been literally fulfilled with the building of the temple that the Lord will provide. Because what those sacrifices away was provided, that sinners may be pardoned, it all pointed. Oh, when Abram is called that place, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. How literally it has been provided for in the fullness of time. See then on Mount Calvary, the cross, where Christ has offered himself up as that sacrifice, Jehovah Jireh. Ah, then the Lord, he provides all the graces, the gifts, which Christ has merited for his children. Oh, he provides instruction, the prophetical office, in the way of grace, that atonement, in his priestly office, and also concerning this kingly office. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, on the cross of Calvary, Jehovah Jireh, then when he has cried out, it is finished, then the head of Satan has been defeated. Ah, then the Lord provideth the time of need at his time and his way. What a lesson for the church to learn. He provides instruction, encouragement, comfort, faith, hope, love, repentance, everything that a child needs. Time and the measure are the Lord's, but Jehovah Jireh, oh, young and old, the church is such a rich God. Zephaniah, Peninnah. Then further, Jehovah Jireh, concerning the temptations, and they can be great, can be manifold, the attacks and the assaults of Satan, but Jehovah Jireh, the devil can do no more, clear in the book of Job, no more than the Lord permits. And I read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that God is faithful, who will not be suffered you to be tempted, that you are able to bear. Thus, in that name for the church, there lies everything. But what about persecution? And when we consider everything that is transpiring, and when we open God's Word, read the book of Revelation, how shall it then be? Do you ever think about it, congregation? But now we shall come down to the point concerning persecution. Do you ever think of your life? Shall I now be able to stand when it really comes down to the point? When it shall come to our possessions and to our life, shall we then be able to stand? Is that sometime our question? Do you lay it before the Lord? And of course, in the life of God's people, the Lord does not give pockets of faith and grace when they do not need it. Jehovah Jireh, that points to us a dependent life as a beggar at the throne of grace, with all their needs, with all their temptations, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. May that also be experienced in the midst of us when we hope, the Lord willing, to celebrate in obedience the royal command of the King, do this in remembrance of me, that it may become truly a Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. In the Scripture, then we find two more special names with Jehovah in it. In our text, Jehovah Jireh, and boys and girls, then you can remember it. That is, the Lord will see, the Lord will provide. In Exodus 17, there we read in verse 15 of Jehovah Nissi, and that means, the Lord is my banner, O the people of God. They have need of all those names. The Lord will provide all when the Lord works. Then that people shall be given to experience those special tokens of the Lord's favor in the way of his providence, in the way of grace, also in his house. Then also the house of God. Then it shall become a Jehovah Jireh, that their life may be declared from the housetops, that they may receive encouragement and comfort, and as a fruit thereof. That name in Exodus 17, verse 15, was in the context when Moses is smitten that rock and the waters gushed out, but especially when Amalek has been defeated. The Lord is my banner. Then that people, they make that good choice, a desire to be a soldier, warring under the banner of King Jesus. And we read another name with Jehovah in it, in Jeremiah 23, verse 6, Jehovah Tiskeni. That means the Lord, our righteousness. That is the need for the church of God. Our second thought, an enlarged confirmation. And then we read in verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time. Oh, what a privilege. When the church of God, all people of God, can be such a long time between the Lord speaking and also between those names, Jehovah Jireh, but now with an Abram. Oh, in this chapter, the Lord knoweth the needs of his people. Then in the beginning, the Lord has come with a command. And then Abram in obedience. And then when he was ready to slay Isaac. Oh, we can understand, congregation, that an Abram on that way to Moriah, that he has killed his son 1,000 times. But now in the time of need, not before, but in the time of need, the angel is called unto him. And now by renewal, after that obedience, after that ram has been sacrificed, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time. Then we read in this chapter what we find in our Heidelberg Catechism, in Lord's Day number 32, good works, after justification. Not before, but after. And then the instructors have asked for the purpose of good works. And then in the first place, that God may be glorified. In the second place, that the church may be assured of their salvation. And in the third place, that our neighbor may be edified. And now we have in this chapter, when in Abram, oh, it was all of grace. Oh, if we had asked in Abram, then he would tell us that it was all from above, and that the Lord has given that obedience, because in Abram, oh, we have heard different times what his wife Sarah, she is my sister, was afraid that they would kill him. And the church learns that it is of grace and grace alone. The church shall be given to extol, not unto us, not unto us, Lord, but unto thy name be all the honor, as we read in Psalm 115, the first stanza. But now upon that close walk, then the Lord by renewal has come over and assured and confirmed what the Lord has spoken before. I read of the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast given me to hope. And now the Lord has come over, the angel has spoken in the name of the Lord and said, by myself have I sworn. In Hebrews 6 we read that the Lord can swear by no greater but by himself. Thus by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing. And then you also remember our instructors in Lord's Day number 24, when they have spoken of good works in respect to justification, and they have asked whether there is not a reward, because that is written in the scripture. Then our instructor so biblically has declared that this reward is not of merit, but that it is of grace. And so it is in our chapter. And is not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. In the Hebrew language, it is simply doubled. That is the way of stressing a certain matter. Then it is written, blessing, blessing, multiply, multiply. Thus, then for Abram, then the Lord has confirmed God, that is the desire of God's people. Many times it can be so assaulted. And it can seem that the Lord's providence goes against what he has promised. But oh, it can also be that wife of Theodore Brackel, then she is set in a certain place, not only to receive a confirmation, she says, oh Lord, I may believe it, but I have such a desire that I may hear thy voice by renewal. Oh, for an Abram, Jehovah Jireh, then the Lord has been such a good doing, such a faithful and such a wonder-doing God. Ah, oh, that people of God, they shall never be ashamed with the Lord. They are ashamed with themselves, with their fellow men, and with the world, but not with the Lord. And to that end, thus, a renewal of the promise which the Lord has given in that land of the Ur of the Chaldeans, and which was renewed in Genesis 15, when those sacrifices were brought, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven. We can remember in Genesis 15, when the Lord has said unto Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward, Lord. What wilt thou give me, seeing this Eliezer shall be my heir, and I have no child? Oh, are there such souls where you may experience many wonderful things of the Lord, but that there is a special need, and in the way of grace, those further leadings. Thus, in Genesis 15, then the Lord says, Abram, look now up to the stars of heaven. Try to count them. Maybe, boys and girls, you have tried it. That is impossible, right? And then the Lord has said, so shall thy seed be. But now the Lord has added something. He has even said, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Christ has said in Matthew 16, verse 18, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against thy church. Oh, that old Zechariah, then undoubtedly, then he is referred to what was promised to Abram when the tongue of Zechariah was loosened. Oh, he has also experienced Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord will provide. And then in his song, in Luke 1, the verses 73 and 74, who delivered out of the hand of the enemies, and to serve him without fear. Thus a precious promise that has been confirmed, that has been expanded, and in thy seed. And in Galatians 3, we read that seed that refers to Christ. Oh, in the promised Messiah, then the Lord, then that angel in the name of the Lord as an ambassador of heaven, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That is in Christ. Let us first sing. A Psalter 35, the stanzas 1, 4, 5, and 6. Since with my God with perfect heart I walk and make his word my guide, and from iniquity depart, the Lord his blessing will provide. And what follows, Psalter 35, the stanzas 1, 4, 5, and 6. Abraham and Isaac are leaving Mount Moriah. A meaningful name and enlarged confirmation, and now thirdly, a necessary returning. We read in verse 19, so Abram returned unto his young men. Upon this earth, there is a time for everything. And the Lord has not promised this people two heavens. And nevertheless, what a privilege and what a blessing. Oh, when the Lord grants those special places, Mount Moriah, in the life of Jacob, a Bethel, a Peniel, for a Moses, different times on the mount, we have heard out of Exodus 34, the precious proclamation concerning the attributes of the Lord. Oh, it can even be as with those three friends of a Daniel. They had such a special time in that burning furnace. When there was one the fourth in the likeness of the Son of Man. Oh, for a Daniel that night with those lions and with the angels present. Think of the Mount of Transfiguration of Matthew 17. It was an unforgettable time for the people of God. Oh, what a privilege it is when in the house of God, that our heart may be a watered garden. Can even be times that we send a prayer up to the Lord, that the church service may be a little longer. Nevertheless, a time for everything. We have a calling here upon the earth. Oh, it can be that there can be those times that it is so good for the child of God, whether in the house of God or other special places, that they are given to ask the Lord, Lord, I have now a calling that thou hast laid upon my shoulders. Wilt thou grant strength and wilt thou grant courage? There can also be other times that even on the Sabbath day in God's house that a builder is building and a farmer is planting or harvesting his crops, that they are eagerly waiting that the Sabbath day is gone. But oh, for an Abram, was a place, a time that they have never forgotten. But we read so because there were those young men with the ass that were waiting at the bottom of the mount, his dear wife Sarah at home. Thus duties have called by renewal. And we read in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might, for there is no wisdom, nor knowledge, nor power, nor device in the grave whither thou goest. And to that end we read, so Abram returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. Oh, we read in Psalm 142, the last verse, a Psalter 387. Oh, of a church that may be delivered, a desire to tell of the wonderful things, to share the blessings I have found. And now also for declaring what the Lord has done, then the church experiences that they are so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit to grant that special opening. Oh, for an Abram with an Isaac, then we may say we have said that in different ways, that an Isaac is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when an Isaac may return from off the mount, then it was as he had been raised from the dead, because he is laid on that altar ready to be slain. But now there was that substitute. He may return on the third day, an emblem of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was resurrected on the third day. Our forethought, a providential message. And then we read in verse 20, and it came to pass after these things, at a specific time, after a special happening. It's a blessing when we may experience in the providence of the Lord special times, special matters, also upon the answer of prayer. And so it was in the life of Abram, because congregation, when we have read together the verses 20 through 24, have you seen any connection with those verses and what has all transpired upon Mount Moriah? And wonderful things indeed have taken place. Then in Abram, then with the naming of Mount Moriah, Jehovah Jireh, that was that true gratitude, O congregation. When the Lord works, then the fruits, they cannot remain behind. Then there shall be that gratitude, and that consists, of humility. Then the church becomes so small, with the desire that they may become nothing and that the Lord may become all. That her name may disappear. Those are special times. Then there are those times of bewilderment for an Abram, that he was given to reflect upon what has transpired, how that the Lord has given that obedience, that childlike faith, that he was given to endure to the end, to bind his Isaac and lay him on the altar. Then an Abram would say that was not Abram, but that was the grace of God in Abram by the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, for an Isaac, when he was given to reflect, obedient to his father, that he was laying on that altar, and how the Lord has sent that angel the proper time, that he was delivered when an Isaac was given to meditate upon that ram. In the busyness of life, that is also a matter that is so missed in our day. That is meditation, because we are so busy in earlier days. Then a mother in her home with her family, and I know mothers, there's enough distraction. But then in the olden days, without the technology of our days, then how much quieter it was for a farmer in the field, the barn, no one to bother him, truck driver on the road for hours, for days, then there was much more quiet time. And it seems that there are many people that have trouble with quietness. and then I'm not speaking. May we be spared from evil things, listening to evil things and worldly music. But that there are also people that think that they cannot be quiet, that they need to listen to good music or a sermon, not wrong in itself. But we live in a farming community. And when you have cows that only eat and that do not chew their cud, then those cows, it does not go well. Then they cannot flourish. Thus the necessity may we be given to remind all of ourselves the necessity and blessedness to meditate upon what we hear also in God's house and out of the scriptures, and to turn those meditations into prayer. And now for an Abram, then there came a special message. We read in Proverbs 25, verse 25, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Perhaps approximately nearly 50 years that Abram has left the Ur of the Chaldees. His brother Haran has died. He had another brother by the name of Nahor. And there were not the means of communication. Our older ones that have immigrated, especially in the early days, but then they know how lonely it could be here on the prairies. And what a blessing, what a privilege it was when they would receive a blue letter, when they would hear news out of a far country. But in the time of Abram, they were separated from one side of the world to the other side. What in all Abram has known, is not all written in God's word. But now at this special time, after this special blessing, with this great confirmation, then we read, and it came to pass after these things. Have you made the connection yet? What is now the importance? This by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the verses 20 through 24, that they have been inserted in the scripture in this special place, that in Abram, he has returned with his Isaac to his wife Sarah, have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord, and that in his seed, all the nations of the earth would be blessed, that at this particular time, thus that tells us, congregation, that also concerning our blessings, what a profitable exercise it is in the manner, the time that they come, and how for that seed to be born, then Isaac, our boys and girls, can understand it. Then Isaac needed a wife. Oh, for Isaac was not so easy to grow up as an only son. It is true, when he was a little boy, he had an Ishmael, but he was mocked. His family circles, brothers and sisters, hope many times you stop to consider what a blessing it is when you may have brothers and sisters. Isaac did not have that blessing. And now for that seed, for the mother promised to be fulfilled, and also the promises which the Lord has given to Abram concerning the birth of the promised Messiah, then Isaac needed a wife. And now it is simply declared that a messenger has come from a very far country concerning Nahor, We have also heard in the past that that family has moved to Haran, and that Nair and Milcah, and that they have received 8 children, and that one of those children, in verse 23, and Bethuel begat Rebekah. Laban is not mentioned, but Rebekah is mentioned. Thus, a special providence, a special message at a special time, that after an Abram and an Isaac, when they have come down from the mountain, that the Lord has given further clarification, and it is true. The church needs light upon what the Lord speaks. In Psalm 36, verse 9, in thy light we shall see light. But now in those verses it is declared, O Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord would also provide for Isaac, that in due time that he may receive his Rebekah, and that in that way that the promises which the Lord has given unto Abram, that his seed would be as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the sea, that it would be fulfilled. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord shall see, and the Lord shall provide the blessed portion of the people of God. May we be given to beg much, that may be our portion. It is true, the Lord provides for his creatures, grants many blessings. We have the evidences thereof, that we have so many blessings, but now the special blessings which the Lord grants unto his people, Jehovah Jireh, he shall provide, he shall care for them. We read in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for you. Ah, the Lord shall remember his people, and at the end, then he shall provide the chariot to take him into heaven. O Jehovah Jireh, the message that a neighbor of Bethuel has received Rebekah, we read in Isaiah 28, verse 19, this also cometh from the Lord of hosts. Not by chance, it can be that there are special providences that we believe are the special hand of the Lord, and that later a voice comes, but perhaps it was by chance. All we can know in our mind that there is no chance, but this also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard in this hour that an Abram is given to that mount a wonderful and a profound name, Jehovah Jireh. Ah, Lord, and may it be experienced in special ways amongst us and our children, and that not only in the way of thy providence, but above all in the way of grace, that thou wast given thy dear Son as a substitute for us people, ah, Lord. And may it then also be experienced in the week to come, in a week of preparation, and on the coming Lord's Day, that thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords, that thou art that Jehovah Jireh. Lord, watch over us in this day. Keep us over the unsafe roads. Bring us under the means in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. A Psalter 264, the first three stanzas. 264, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Come, let us sing before the Lord a new songs of praise with sweet accord. For wondrous great by him are done, his mighty arm has victory won. And what follows, 264, the first three stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.